Starting out in our marriage, we had a lot to learn. Who doesn't? We can set things in motion that end up being a detriment to our marriage if we're not careful. You are listening to the Mom's Mix Family Blender podcast. My name is Brenda Baker. My husband Mike and I have been married for 23 years. We have 5 boys, 4 grandkids. My husband was deployed to Iraq twice, and we're a mixed family. I am the founder of Mom's Mix Family Blender and the author of Helping Others Helps Me. And I'm passionate about using my stories to help teach you how to thrive in whatever situation that you find yourself in. I am so glad that you're here with me today. So the title of today's episode is Uninvite Others into Your Marriage. Now, when I was married the first time, my mother-in-law, from the time that we were even just dating into our marriage, my mother-in-law, she put her, she had advice and unwanted, unneeded, words all the time. It didn't matter what we were doing or what we weren't doing. She had input that she wanted to give, and she just did it. And she didn't seem to really, it didn't bother her. Now, my ex never did leave his mom and cleave to me. And honestly, I didn't respect him because he would not stand up to his mother. His mom meddled in our business all the time. From the time that we got together, like I said, she always had input. She always wanted her say in our relationship, in what we were doing, in what we weren't doing, in our child rearing, all of it. And honestly, it was really hard because at one point she even rearranged my kitchen because she said it didn't function correctly. I mean, stuff like that. She took my kid to the doctor without my permission. Things like that. And it happened all the time. And it didn't help our relationship. Now, he wasn't a quality person, so that relationship was never going to work as it was anyways. And he was abusive. But what I'm saying is, if it had been a normal relationship and he had been a quality person, it very well could have cost our relationship anyways. Because, well, I don't want people in my business unless I want them there, you know? And even as a younger person, I've always been that way. she was one of the many uninvited people in our marriage. A lot of people gave their advice. And it was one of the many reasons that our relationship ended. Now, go forward past that, past my divorce, and in my second marriage, my mother-in-law wasn't in our marriage. She did make a few comments to my mom that were unappreciated by me, but she didn't meddle in our marriage and tell us what to do, at least not very often. My mom, well, she did some, and we had to really make sure that we were letting her know when she was crossing our boundaries. But I was very focused on my husband because I wanted a healthy, good marriage. I wanted to stay together with my husband forever from then on, because not only was it hard on our kid or my kid when I got divorced the first time, but also it was hard on me. And there was a lot of really painful stuff that I went through, and I didn't want that again. So I made sure that who I married the second time was a quality person, but also somebody that I could work toward having a great relationship with. So, like I said, I was very focused on my husband and what he needed, what he wanted. I was very, very interested in making sure that he was leading our family, not me, because my natural personality is actually to be in charge. I like to be in charge. I like to, be the one that makes the decisions. And as a woman, I've really realized that I need to step back and let my husband lead our family because it's not healthy for him or for me or for our family if I am leading. So that is the decision that I made early on. But my husband has always taken the time to establish and build our marriage. He has always been very purposeful in what he's done, even at his quote unquote worst, which I don't really feel like he's had a worst. I just, we've had some issues. I'm not saying it's been perfect. But even in those times, he would still put me first. He always made sure that he was trying to be his best. And so that really helped me to be able to push forward and be my personal best as well. And I failed on that many times as well. But he also helped me to trust him because he was always, always interested in what I thought about whatever situation we had going on with our kids or our finances or whatever it was. He was always extremely interested in what I thought we should do. And we would have a lot of discussions about what we would do before we would actually do it. And so my husband now has always just really been great about building our relationship. And honestly, it's been easy to respect him, but also to want to follow him because of how he's treated me. Now, early on in marriage, you have to be sure to discuss things and decide together, whether it's the budget, the expenses, the children, you know, where you're going to go on vacation, whatever it is. These are very, very important things to discuss and talk about, and don't let other people in those things. And you really, really, really have to beware of those who meddle and are uninvited in your marriage. It might be your mom. It might be your mother-in-law. It might be your best friend, sister, your grandma. You just don't know. And, you know, honestly, even sometimes people that have known you since you were young, they'll try to tell you what you should be doing, okay? And I believe that these people really have good intentions, but you and your spouse need to be the ones that make the decisions together. Only invite those who have fruit that you want in their marriage into decision-making things after you've already discussed it and kind of made your, you know, your final decision. Now, there's been several times that my husband and I have been kind of on the fence, and maybe we wanted some guidance from someone. We only went to the people that had the fruit that we wanted in that specific area to get advice. And those were the only people that we invited into our relationship. Now, uninvited opinions, for the most part, can just be ignored. But some must be dealt with. And don't be afraid to be bold if need be. I'm a mother and a mother-in-law, and there have been a couple of times where I've needed some boundaries to be placed by my boys and my daughter-in-laws. Now, I've really worked hard to be super careful when it comes to giving advice and super like stand back and let them leave and cleave with each other. But I've still made a few mistakes, and that's part of learning the new age and stage, you know. And so it's not bad, but even when you're trying really hard to stand back and let people just figure it out, sometimes we make missteps. And I've made some apologies, honestly. And that's good. Now, if you're counseling anyone but your spouse, it will not turn out well. Plus, it will not help your relationship. And actually, I'm going to go back and say that again because I think I said it wrong. If you're consulting with anyone but your spouse on decisions that need to be made, then that's not going to help your relationship to grow. It's not going to help the trust and the relying on one another that happens when you first get married, but then it grows as you've been married several years and it keeps growing. So consulting is extremely important when it comes to you and your spouse have already talked about it. You already know what you think you want to do, but you want to get some advice. Okay. That's the one and only time I would suggest it. Now, it doesn't matter if you're paying someone or not when it comes to marriage counseling. You know, say you and your spouse determined, well, we kind of need some counseling. You don't just go to anyone. You have to make sure that you look at their fruit. The fruit is the key to this whole thing. It doesn't matter if you're paying someone or if you're not paying them. It's very, very important to make sure that they have the type of fruit that you want. Because you can say a lot of things as a counselor. You know, my husband and I have done a lot of marriage counseling, marriage mentoring. We've done a ton of that. Okay. But very rarely, I think we've even had anyone ask for, you know, any kind of fruit. Some people, and actually the people that didn't know us at all, honestly, were mostly those were the studies that went, or the marriage mentoring times that went the worst, because they didn't know us. They didn't know our fruit. They didn't trust us, you know, that sort of thing. So, we've stopped doing those because we want to make sure that our time, you know, our time is so valuable to us. We want to make sure that we are guarding our time and making sure that we are, you know, influencing the people that know us and that we can. So anyways, no one but you or your spouse are invited into your marriage, and that is by God's design. And it's really, really important to make sure that if people are trying to meddle in your marriage, in your life, in your decisions, you quickly point that out and make it stop. If you make decisions with your spouse, it will help you both because you leave and cleave to one another. And there's nothing that's bad that comes from leaving and cleaving, okay? Thus, helping your marriage, you build trust, you set a firm foundation, and all of these things are so, so good for marriage. So like I said before, make sure that you uninvite others into your marriage. Well, that's all for this podcast. I thank you so, so much for being here with me on the Moms Mixed Family Blender podcast. If you feel that there is some information here that someone you know could use, please feel free to share this episode. And if you wouldn't mind, leave me a review. That would be wonderful. You never know if you're helping people unless they tell you. So, all right, I will talk to you soon. Bye.